The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys, okay. We don't have anything else to talk about here, so everyone is on their way right now to trick-or-treat, I would assume. Well, mm-hmm. It's not quite dark enough yet, but like it's...
You're gearing
up. What time
up.
Do you go yeah. with... What time will you take... Like, I know you're going to jet out of here a little bit early, because mm-hmm. You can't take your... Four-year-old...
He is four, yeah. For a few more days.
Out at 8. Oh, my God. I have a total tangent. It's Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. You guys really celebrated today.
What the hell's wrong with your mouth?
It's Kim Possible. For some reason, her upper lip is brown, and I just copied it.
It's freaking me out.
Sorry.
It's a great costume.
Thank you.
It's a great Kim
it's
Possible.
It's green car. She could be Dexter as well.
No. Dexter doesn't have a fanny pack.
I feel like I both want to call her and beep her if I want to reach her.
Is that part of the song?
Or boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop, boop.
It's terrible. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Kim Possible is. Because my kids, it was gone by the time my kids would have been
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
And it was definitely
they
not
made a
here
remake,
when I
like a live action.
Is she cute? Is she well, animated
she,
or real?
She's a cartoon, but
oh,
she is okay. cute.
Oh, she's smoking. I mean, yeah, she's all right.
And then she goes,
she's
she
one
goes
of the cartoons you would.
Yeah, she's hot.
Like Jessica Rabbit hot or
no.
Who's the hottest cartoon?
Mufasa.
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny's up there with her little ears tied.
Yes.
When she's got the ponytail.
I've oh, seen them all. You know,
oh
I know.
Oh my God. Lola Bunny, you're
no,
right.
No, the
Don't
dude from
call
Atlantis.
Me doll. Atlanta. Oh, yeah. He's got the glasses guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good.
I don't know what that is. God, I'm 0-2 on your references, you guys. Is the generation gap getting wider right now?
I think it is.
Because yeah. I don't know who Kim Possible is. And if her mouth looks
Milo,
like that, I could
name.
You can't say Kim Possible is good looking if only one of her lips is a color. Why didn't you do the...
What?
Why didn't you do the bottom lip too?
It just fades quicker.
Mm.
Okay.
It looks good. It's
I don't
spot
even remember
on.
What we were going to talk about here.
I don't
Let's get
know
back
either.
To Lola Bunny.
No. What were we talking about? We were talking about candy or something? What were we talking about? First off, it's Halloween.
Oh,
congratulations
yeah, yeah.
everybody. Oh, and what time? I remember...
Mm.
Do you guys remember me saying that one of my biggest pet peeves about Halloween is when snot-nosed teenagers come mm-hmm. to your house and they're essentially not wearing a costume. They're just not. They're
yeah.
just standing there in a hoodie and they're like, they got a pillowcase and they're like, trick or treat.
Right. Yeah.
My daughter is going out today.
Oh, no. She's going to wear a hoodie.
Probably. She's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And I'm like, I thought you were dressing up. And she's like, I did. It took me... This might be lost on you guys. It took me 5 minutes. I couldn't figure it out. Finally, I stared at her t-shirt long enough. Her t-shirt says L-O-D-E-D.
L-O-D-E-D?
I think it's D-I-P-E-R.
D-I-P.
Loaded diaper?
Yeah. Apparently in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, his big brother Roderick is in a band called Loaded Diaper. So she's... Diary of a Wimpy Kid's older brother, Roderick. But essentially, she's wearing what she wears at school every day,
yeah.
jeans and a black t-shirt. And she's going to walk up to people and they're going to go, everyone in my neighborhood is going to hate her the way I hate teenagers, but she is in costume. But you just have to know what it is. And that's the other thing. Beyond teenagers who do that, I don't like people
no.
who are wearing something you walk up and you go like, what?
That is
you?
My favorite thing because especially this year, my TikTok For You page is hilarious with people doing like random obscene costumes. Like someone dressed up as Harry Styles specifically from his like X Factor audition. Or someone dressed
That's
up
too comfy.
Someone dressed up as an iPad kid and just is on their iPad in a bar, just sitting on the floor. It's so funny.
That's not a...
It's so funny.
No, that's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Because then I want to... Tiak, you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
If at the end of a joke, nobody's laughing, you go, no. Okay, so the rabbi was actually, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the more you have to explain, like...
Like, okay, a priest and a mom and a rabbit walked into a bar and the rabbit goes, I think I'm a typo.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to explain that it's actually rabbi and it's a typo, that's not funny. Nor is iPad kid.
iPad kid is
that's
hilarious.
Not funny.
Because it doesn't need explanation.
You it see, does need explanation.
No,
I'm like,
see,
are you in a costume?
You see an adult sitting on the floor of a bar on an iPad and it's like, yep, someone brought their iPad kid. The tablet kid's here. So funny.
I wouldn't get it. Would you get it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to see it. I don't think. I don't
so
know that
just,
I would get
they
it.
Just go someplace and sit in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I could do that. Now you're. Now.
How's that funny?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you just look like you're wearing green pants and a black shirt with really poor makeup.
That's because you didn't know who Kim Possible was.
I guarantee you, if we put a picture up, no, we can't now because people know. But if like. No.
I literally got off the elevator, immediately ran into Lala from KS, and she said, oh, it's Kim Possible.
Okay, so a certain group of people.
Yeah.
Does she have red hair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. A big part of it.
Yeah.
Because then I saw a dude in an orange tracksuit with orange hair.
Is it the Lorax?
Damn it.
That's a big costume this year.
I'm so bad at it. I was like, I don't know who that is. How would I know who that is?
I would have guessed Vector or something. From
yes! He's closer to Vector, but Vector doesn't have orange hair.
He has got a brown bowl cut.
Okay. I don't know. I do like it, though, that we're getting away from the scary and into the clever. Like the funny,
Very
the clever.
Clever.
I like that.
It's not clever. Yeah, there was some girl. Never mind. I can't even do it. Because I don't even know who it is. I'm not going to be able to describe it. She's wearing like a white tank top, jeans, and a red hat or something, and a hoodie. And I was driving my daughter and her friend, and they were both like, oh, it's blank from blank. Some video game. They're like, oh, it's blank from the video game. And I'm like... She just looks like a high school student wearing a tank top and a hat.
Yeah. Like, I think, don't you need kind of a different costume for going trick-or-treating? Because you're going to have all the blue hairs opening the door, and they want to see all the youngins in their costumes. And it's like, I'm from the Five Nights at Freddy's, but version 2.
Right. If you see, it's like, That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know that.
They're like, going to hate my daughter.
They just say I'm a video game character. And it's like, okay, enjoy your candy.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
This entire thing was supposed to be about Halloween candy, and we've run out of time. So we're going to talk about Halloween candy in some form next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about trick-or-treating. And here's the deal. I'm obviously not going to make it home in time. I'm still going to hand out candy. But if you're in my hood, please do not TP my house. I'm going to be there. Here's the problem. I get really scared because people... I'm not pretentious when I say this. I bought a foreclosed house and it has automatic lights and I can't stop them.
Yeah, we were going over all the different ways we could try and none of them would work.
No, it won't work. So my porch light is going to be on. So if you're ringing my doorbell and no one comes to the door, I'm just not there.
Why can't you send one of your kids?
I'm going to try to get one of my kids over, but it's not that easy to turn them off even when you're in the house.
Oh.
There's a specific button you have to hit.
Put out a candy bowl until you get back.
I'm not... Well, I'm here, so how would I do that?
Yeah. Moxie.
Have one of your kids put it out.
So I was just going to stay down here, get the lights turned off, and I'm just going to stay down and not do it. And then I was like, you know what? This sounds weird, but with my father passing, I feel like I need the kids at my door tonight. Do you know what I mean? There's something, I've kind of dreaded it for years, and now I'm looking forward to it. Like, I kind of just want to...
Yeah.
Because it's just...
It's innocent.
People, and experiencing life.
Yes.
Yep.
So I went and dropped like $140 on candy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So here's why I wanted to talk about this. While I was at the store, when you buy Halloween candy, do you buy Halloween candy anticipating your guests? Or do you buy Halloween candy that you want and hope nobody shows up?
That one,
yeah.
Easily.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that they came out with Nerds clusters.
Yeah. It's such a little bag,
It's
though.
Such a little bag, but...
I don't think I'm going to put it out. I think I'm going to save that bag.
Exactly.
Oh, God, I'm the worst person.
No, what are you anticipating your guests? You get what you get if you're trick-or-treating. And I want to know that I get what I want when it's over.
I was looking for quantity. So I was like... But so the first thing I did was grab a bag that said like 200.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed it, but it's that nasty bag.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Tootsie Rolls.
And
it's got one good thing in there. It's got the sleeve of Gobstoppers.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the box. Caramel apple.
No, it doesn't.
That's good. I think it does.
No.
Tootsie makes the caramel apple.
Yeah, but I know those. Those are sold separately in the other bag. They're just regular Tootsie Lollipops.
They are?
Yeah. I went through the bag yesterday.
Are you serious?
My blood sugar was low.
Oh my God. How much candy have you had already?
Only that. It was like four pieces yesterday. That is it. So I'm really hoping that no one comes to your house because I want your leftover candy.
You want
candy.
Me to bring the leftovers in? No.
You guys, all, that's the tradition here. Everyone brings in their leftover candy.
I know, but Steve...
He would get king size.
King size.
I know. Yeah.
And nobody came to his house because he's scary. And so we would have like... Oh, huge yeah. Snickers, yeah. Like a Snicker, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want you to bring in the leftover of that bag. That's the terrible
no,
bag.
No, so I didn't buy
we
that
We want
bag.
Chocolate. Chocolate bars.
No, so that was my thing.
Are you trick-or-treating?
Here's the other thing. My neighbor across the street, who we all adore, Josh,
yeah.
He doesn't like chocolate.
What?
Like, it's just one of those things where you love somebody and then you go, ooh, can I even...
If I had a choice, I would pick, like, fruity candy. Oh instead
God,
of
that's
chocolate.
So weird. I don't understand. My kids are you. And I look at them and I'm like, there's I'd a Snickers caramel right there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, do you have gummy bears? And I'm like,
do you have Sour
I just
Patch
said
kids?
There's a Snickers yeah. caramel right there. Like,
I mean, I love it all. Don't get me wrong. I would never turn my back on a Sour Patch Kid, but it's
what?
Chocolate. Yeah. But chocolate, I mean, a Reese's, a Snickers, a Hershey.
Yeah. Mm. That's right. You're lame. Because your wife's from Pennsylvania, so you have
Wait,
to pretend
but you
to
had,
care.
You had mentioned white chocolate. Which thing?
Oh, yeah. So I've been... it's kind of a service I provide for the community is I test out the candy in the months leading up to Halloween to make sure it's all...
The
up.
Months.
How are you being... Because I think you're being serious.
Of course I'm being serious.
How long have you been buying Halloween candy for?
When do they put it out?
Whenever, like June?
Yeah, whenever it's out, you got to start sampling.
You bought it and didn't save it. You ate it.
I ate it. Absolutely. Yes.
How many,
not all at once. A couple. A
how
weekend.
Many bags do you think you've gone through so far?
Honestly, probably four or five. Probably four or five of like the 50 piece range. Because I don't buy it for the quantity. I'm based on what's in the bag. So there's
so
a,
what is your okay. dream bag? Because to me, right, there's a Snickers bag that's dope.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good.
There's
but,
an like I couldn't find any today. There is Mars all caramel.
Yes.
That bag, if I
I got you that bag last year, I think.
Because it's caramel M&Ms.
It's like Rolos.
It's, yeah, and it's like got
the Snickers.
Milky Way
yeah.
caramel.
Yeah.
Which is just a ridiculous bar. And then like something else that you don't know, Twix, like, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It that is such a good bag. I couldn't find it. I found Snickers peanut butter. It's got like all three different kinds of Snickers.
Okay.
So it's, is that
like
a good bag?
Regular.
It's a good bag. Yeah, it's a good bag. My all-time bag is they do a white chocolate bag. That's what we were talking about. It has the Hershey's, the cookies and cream bar.
Nice.
It has the white chocolate Kit Kat. It
gross.
Has, and it has like a marshmallow Kit Kat, and then it has just regular Reese's pumpkins. And it is the
it
best.
It doesn't have the white chocolate Reese's?
No, it doesn't.
So then it's not a white chocolate bag, is it?
They but, make white chocolate ones. Why would they not include those
exactly.
in there?
I don't know. I don't know why they don't. But it's good because then you get a little bit of the chocolate. You get the white chocolate. And it's the perfect bag. I've been through like three of them.
What about...
I highly recommend it. It's a service I provide.
There's none
no
left
else is,
for
no
us.
No one else is doing the hard work. Someone's got to do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.